You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Indeed. Hello and a very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to this Friday's Breakfast Show, Friday the 22nd of April, the time where we're just making our way to 1 minute after the hour of 6 o'clock, and I'm going to be here keeping you entertained, all being well, until 10 o'clock this morning. You just never know, do you? Lovely to be with you this morning. Let's take a look at a couple of things, or a few things that are relevant to today's date, 22nd of April, in the world of entertainment. If we go back to the year 1914, and you're a bit of a baseball fan, Babe Ruth made his pitching debut with the Baltimore Orioles on this day. In 1915, the New York Yankees wore pinstripes and the hat in the ring logo for the first time. And in 1956, Elvis Presley made his Las Vegas debut, and this was at the Frontier Hotel.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Oh!
Hey, Martin Vandellas will be coming back at you later in the show. Right now, we turn our attention to the Soul Train gang, the Soul Train line, the master storyteller, Mr. Curtis C. Steele.
Is the sound of Daft Punk on this morning's breakfast show. Before that one, we had Don't Drive My Car. That was taking us back to the year 1980 with the British rock band Status Quo. Don't Drive My Car is what it was called. And that's brought us on the breakfast show. We are just coming down 10 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of what? That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. And moving on. Wet, wet, wet. Get ready, that's what you're going to be in a few minutes' time when you get in the shower. This is East of the River.
I bet you I silly question.
There we go. That is a wet, wet, wet and east of the river. I don't know if you know, but there was a movie, by the way, called East of the River that was going back. Oh, even I don't remember it, but it's 1940, American drama film. It's directed by Alfred E. Green and written by Fred Niblo Jr. And starring a guy called John Garfield, who eventually became a cat. No, he didn't. Brenda Marshall, Marjorie Rambeau, and George Tobias. So there you are. Yes, I didn't find any information about somebody. Let's find out about the movie. Right, I tell you what, it is just about time. We are 30 seconds away from it being officially shower time. But we're going to do it anyway, because we can do that. Get away with most things here, really. Right, what have we got for you in the shower this morning? Oh, I know. We got a little bit of... Let's get the water sorted out. There we go. Chukka-chukka-khan. Chukka-khan. Chukka-khan. Chukka-khan.
Chukka-khan. Chukka-khan. Chukka-khan. Chukka-khan. Chukka-khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chukka-khan. Let me rock it. That's all I want to do. Chukka-khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chukka-khan. Let me rock it. Let me feel for you. Chukka-khan. What you tell me what you want to do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chukka-khan. Let me tell you what I want to do. I want to love you. I want to hug you. I want to squeeze you too. So let me take it in my arm. Let me feel you. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock you, rock you.
And there we go. Yes, Chaka 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 Khan going off into the distance there. Right, and let's see. What's the time? It is. There we go. It's time to get out of the shower on your way to where you're going. Wherever it is you're going this morning, we are looking at 19 minutes, and that's after the hour of 6 o'clock. That song, I Feel For You, written by Prince, and it originally appeared on his 1979 self-titled album. Most successful and best-known version, though, was recorded by R&B singer Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan, and appeared on her 1984 album of the same name. Became the recipient of two Grammy Awards, the Best R&B Song, with Prince, by the way, as its songwriter, and Best Female R&B Vocal Performance for Chaka Khan. If you're putting the dishes away after they've had a good old wash, what do you call that? China in your hand. Yes, why not? This is from Tapao. That's it. That is China in your hand. That's Tapao there on the Breakfast Show. What we got lined up for it is a Friday. It is a Music Friday today. Yes, you, me, the music, going through to 10 o'clock. Of course, we do have our Freaky Fun Facts Friday with Ingrid. That's going to be a little later on this morning. Also, we've got some tickets to give away a little bit later for Macrofest this coming weekend. We've got two tickets to give away for Saturday, two to give away for Sunday. So that'll be a little bit later on as well. We'll try and do that before 8 o'clock. Glad to try and get that when we've got a lot of you sort of taking the kids to school and things like that, so you can join in. And being Friday, the last hour of this morning's program is what, where and when, what you can be doing, where you can be doing it, when you can be doing it, and it's up to you who you can be doing it with. That's with Yasmin in the last hour this morning. Also, no doubt, probably a couple of tracks of Born on This Day in music. Mr. Michael Jackson and Hollywood Tonight. They call it the Throwback Mix. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just, about 28 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
What's up, your car won't start, you can trouble and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
And the time is exactly 1:30 of 6 o'clock, or if you prefer, now about 29 minutes and 50 seconds before 7, whichever makes you feel better. Let's take a look at some of the local news headlines. We're looking at these in more detail, don't forget, at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. So a quick run through. I'd like to give you the epidemiological report of the day before. And yesterday, Thursday, it was reported there were 487 new COVID-19 infections. And that's in the last 24 hours. Now, according to the epidemiological report, no deaths had been reported in the last 24 hours. The accumulated number of deaths, therefore, remains at 8,180. The health authorities applied 6,132 tests in order to get the positivity of 487 cases, and this is returning a percentage of 7.9. Now, that is creeping up. We're nearly at 8%. We were down way below 5, remember? But it's not too bad. It's not all bad news. There are 3,133 active cases in the country, of which 3,066 are in home isolation. 67 are hospitalized. Now, those in isolation, that's 3,048 actually at home, 18 in the so-called hospital hotels. Now, those hospitalized got 57 patients in the wards and 10 in the intensive care units. The Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, declared on Thursday morning that Panama is experiencing a fairly stable situation regarding COVID-19, but did stress that this scenario is not for the health authorities to stop worrying about the virus either. Sucre recalled that according to the Pan-American Health Organization, the PAHO, after a country remains below a 5% positivity, it indicates that the new coronavirus is under control. As I said, you can see there the cases are ticking up, getting up very close to 8%. The plenary session of the Supreme Court of Justice did not admit an incident of recusal presented by Shirley Castañeda's from Ricardo Martinelli's team of lawyers. This is against the attorney in charge of the nation, Javier Caraballo. Within the lawsuit of unconstitutionality, this was presented by Hector Herrera against the resolution of March the 22nd of this year of the Electoral Court that rejected the lifting of the criminal electoral jurisdiction of the former president. They've taken this out against Caraballo because he gave his thoughts, his judgment on what had happened, and they didn't like it. The anti-corruption prosecutor, Leda Sáenz, presented before the Judicial Office of the Accusatory Criminal System of the First Judicial District an indictment against 11 people for the alleged commission of the crimes of embezzlement and money laundering through the management of funds assigned to federations of sport of the Panamanian Institute of Sports and Deportes. Say more on that later on this morning. The Electoral Court confirmed on Thursday that 3,920 signatures were registered on the first day of the process to request the revocation of the mandate of the Mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábrega. Of the total number of signatures collected by the organisers of the initiative, 3,734 were entered on the tribunalcontigo.com platform, another 112 on the kiosks authorised by the entity, 66 at the Tribunal Electoral headquarters and 8 in the application that the activists of the process have. A Chilean doctor and a Dominican merchant who had business in the Paso Canoa border will have to remain provisionally detained in the David public jail. This was after the Chiriquí Court of Appeals revoked the periodic notification measure. The two men were apprehended through the Quixote operation, coordinated by the Prosecutor's Office Against Organized Crime, for their alleged participation in a money laundering network through agricultural businesses, liquor stores and other economic activities in the region. President Laurentino Cortizo returned Bill No. 776 to the National Assembly, which includes a modification to the mandate revocation procedure, which would benefit 15 dissident deputies from the Cambio Democrático. President Cortizo partially objected to, as unconstitutional, Article No. 12, which also modifies the Electoral Code. President Cortizo also considered that Articles 138, 150, 151 of the Constitution indicate that the deputies represent their respective parties in the National Assembly, which in turn expresses political pluralism. The President recalled that the Panamanian Constitution stipulates the grounds for revoking a mandate. The Amador Foundation, which manages the Biomuseo, asked the Ministry of Environment, Mi Ambiente, to analyse deeply the 50-hectare landfill project on the Amador Causeway and its negative impact on the area's biodiversity. In a statement, the foundation stresses that the landfill threatens Amador's status as a visible icon of our biodiversity, its mission to protect it, and its value as a world-class tourist destination. For example, by the way, they mention that the cement fill would forever change the geographical configuration of this strip of land and would take away its historical, environmental and social value. And by the way, they also point out that the development proposes 50 hectares of filling in the sea. Well, the environmental study specifies that the direct area of influence of the project comprises an approximate surface of 156 hectares. Defined by aquatic and terrestrial areas. And lastly, Marcela Galindo took office this Thursday as president of the board of directors of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, being the first woman to hold this position in the 107-year history of the union. Well, we wish her luck. I always look forward to their weekly reports they put out. They always put something out normally once a week. It's all very interesting. So good luck and congratulations. That's all I can say. Time for a bit of funk. This is I Got My Mind Made Up, but my teeth in the wrong way. It comes from Instant Funk on The Breakfast Show. Time 23 before 7 o'clock. Say what? Instant funk. Got my mind made up. Hey, I tell you what, I was just taking a look at this is a court, this is an actual court transcript. The attorney said, now, you say that the stairs went down to the basement, and the witness replied, yes. And the attorney replied, and these stairs, did they also go up? Really?
Wouldn't it be nice to get on with me neighbours? But they make it very clear they've got no room for ravers.
A lazy Sunday. That's what you're going to be able to have over the weekend. It's a nice lazy Sunday. And the old bells ringing there. That comes from the Small Faces. And we're 15 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, if you are keeping a check on the time. Yasmin's here with us in the studio this morning. She's having a rummage around already to see what we've got in the world of what you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it. And she's saying there's quite a lot happening this weekend. And don't forget, we've got sets of two tickets to give away a little bit later on. Go to Macrofest. This is all taking place at the Panama Viejo, you know, the ancient town, the old ruins. So that's going to be the central square, Macrofest. That's going to be fun. So we've got two tickets. We've got a ticket for a pair to go on Saturday, and also one for Sunday as well. It's going to be a great weekend. We say that every Friday, don't we? And why not? Climax at Chicago Blues Band. And Mean Old World. Isn't it just?
This is a mean old world by living by yourself. This is a mean old world. You can't find the one you love, you gotta find somebody else. I've got these blues, I'm gonna pack my things and go. I've got these blues, I'm gonna pack my things and go. You don't love me, you're loving Mrs. So-and-so.
So there they go, the Climax Chicago Blues Band and Mean Old World. Time is 10 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We are on 89.3 Cool FM, coming to you from Panama City in the Republic of Panama. And if you're with us this morning, it's nice. It's nice to know there's somebody out there. Let's say a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou's always with us, bright and breezy in the morning. She sort of clambers out of bed and turns on The Breakfast Show. And good morning to you, Mary Lou. Always great to know you're there. Also, Paul Dixon over there in the United Kingdom. Good morning to you, Paul. He's a regular listener to the show. Psychiatric treatment isn't that easy to get in the UK. Good morning, Paul, and to Maria. Send us a nice little story, a good news story. We'll do that later on. We need plenty of those, don't we? But also asked if we could play a piece of music for him this morning, Paul. You asked if we could play this. It comes from a band called Pentangle. Now, they're a British folk jazz band. They've got a sort of eclectic mix of folk, jazz, blues, and folk. Careful how you say that. Folk and rock influences. This track... It's Light Flight.
Let's get away, you say, find a better place. Miles and miles away from the city's race. Look around for someone dying in the sunshine, marking time. Hear the sighs, close your eyes, but I'm
there you go. Nice bit of English folk music there. It's definitely got a sort of yoldy English feel to it, isn't it? Pentangle, and it's called Light Flight.
This is a
I wonder if that was written for anybody in particular. It comes from Adiva, and it's just simply called a warning. If you are keeping an eye on the time on this morning's breakfast show, we're just about a minute and 20 seconds away from the top of the hour. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on the breakfast show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that dial.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
And it's great to have you with us this morning. We are exactly 7 o'clock. There we are, spot on the nose. Isn't that good? Looking at some of the international news for this Friday morning. Friday the 22nd of April. If you just joined us, very good morning to you. We've been here for an hour already, by the way. Russia pressed its new offensive in eastern Ukraine on Friday, while in the port city of Mariupol, teams of volunteers collected corpses from the ruins after Moscow declared victory. Despite Ukrainian forces being, holding out still. Ukraine's general staff said Russian forces had increased attacks along the whole front line in the east of the country and were trying to mount an offensive in the Kharkiv region, north of Russia's main target, the Donbass. The United Nations Human Rights Office sounded the alarm on Friday about growing evidence of war crimes in Ukraine, urging both Moscow and Kiev to order combatants to respect international law. Russian armed forces have indiscriminately shelled and bombed populated areas, killing civilians and wrecking hospitals, schools and other civilian infrastructure, actions that may amount to war crimes. The official office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has said. At least 31 Palestinians were injured in clashes with Israeli police at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem on Friday. Palestinian medics said that the latest outbreak in a recent upsurge of violence at a site revered by Muslims and Jews alike. Now, according to the Palestinian Red Crescent Ambulance Service, 14 Palestinians were taken to the hospital, two with serious injuries. Israeli police said its forces intervened when hundreds of people began hurling rocks and fireworks and drew close to the Western Wall where Jewish worship was underway. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has thanked South Korea's outgoing president for trying to improve relations, a rare gesture of goodwill, but one that analysts said may not be enough to head off growing tensions between the two Koreas. The warm words from North Korea to President Moon Jae-in came in an exchange of letters less than 3 weeks before Moon leaves office to be replaced by a conservative leader who has already signaled a tougher line on North Korea. Stiffening resolve after 3 weeks of strict lockdown, authorities warned Shanghai's 25 million frazzled residents on Friday that their purgatory would go on until the COVID-19 virus was eradicated, neighborhood by neighborhood. I've no idea whether I'll ever be allowed to go out again in my lifetime. I'm failing and I'm falling into depression, one user commented on China's Twitter, like Weibo. This is beneath a report by state news agency Xinhao on the latest measures announced in Shanghai late on Thursday. French President Emmanuel Macron, seeking re-election on Sunday, has acknowledged his failure to quell some of the anger felt in the country and which his far-right rival Marine Le Pen was using to drive her campaign. 2 days before the vote, the centrist, pro-European incumbent leads his anti-immigration Eurosceptic challenger in opinion polls by about 10 points. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson put no pressure on his Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi, over New Delhi's position on Russia's invasion of Ukraine when they met on Friday, India's foreign secretary told reporters. India has not explicitly condemned the invasion by Russia, its biggest supplier of military hardware. They did discuss the Ukraine issue, but there was no pressure, Harish Vardhan Shingra said after the premiers met in New Delhi. And also Britain and India agreed on Friday to step up defence and business cooperation during a visit to New Delhi by Boris Johnson, who said that a bilateral free trade deal could be wrapped up by October. On his first visit to the Indian capital as UK Prime Minister, Boris Johnson discussed with his Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi, ways to boost security ties with India, which buys more than half of its military hardware, as we mentioned, from Russia. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carbly on her on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play
this.
Thank you.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cars had smashed his heart. Girl who wouldn't go and change with the girls in the change room, and when they finally made her, they saw red marks all over her body. She couldn't quite explain it, it always just been.
There we go, how many of you remember that? Crash Test Dummies and And then, by the way, the what is that for? It's 'cause they're sitting there in those cars and all of a sudden they're speeding along and there's that wall in front of them. They go, oh dear. Also, before that, The Man Who Sold the World, and that was from Lulu. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier on, our friend Paul over there in the United Kingdom, he sent us a nice little story this morning. It's not too long, so let me sort of give you that, because it's all about a pussycat. Yep, not just a pussycat, but a one-eyed pussycat. And it says the one-eyed cat was discovered on Thursday inside a shipping container that had been shipped from Peterhead. Now, it soon emerged that the little pussycat, he had previously been a regular visitor to HMP Grampian. So HMP, by the way, was Her Majesty's Prison. or if they like to say you're going to be held at Her Majesty's pleasure. Her Majesty's prison in Grampian, where prison staff fed him and nicknamed him One-Eyed Joe. The publicity has now led to the wanderer being identified as Dexter, who went missing 5 years ago. The crew of the offshore platform fed their unexpected visitor on chicken from the canteen and called in the Scottish Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Now, on Friday morning, he was flown by helicopter into Aberdeen and handed over to the charity. Animal rescue officer Amy Findlay, who collected the cat, said, "We were alerted to an incident of a cat being found in a shipping container offshore. We've no idea how the cat ended up there, but attended the heliport to collect him. The charity had planned to check for a microchip and, if necessary, rehome him. But it seems that will no longer be necessary," it says here. And, that's nice, isn't it? Nice story. Getting out onto the North Sea rigs. Got a nice helicopter journey anyway. I tell you what, let's have another piece of music. After which, we'll take a look and see what the weather's going to be doing today, shall we? This is Kathy Dennis on the programme. 15 after 7. Give my love. And that is Kathy Dennis. And that's together with D-Mob. Time on the Breakfast Show, 23 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and we're going to take a look and see what the weather is doing today. I got up my little map here. We get this from the Atessa Hydrometeorological maps and things like that, so big thanks to them. Goes out to them for the weather. And taking a look at the map, there's a lot of clouds and just a couple of suns peeping out. That's it. Nothing else. Let's take a look. We're going to start in Costa Rica, as we do, over in the province of Colón. Cloudy this morning. 30 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, which is really quite pleasant. 20 degrees is the minimum. 36 degrees, though, is the thermal sensation. That's what it's going to feel like. And their relative humidity is at 85%. As I mentioned, cloudy during the course of this morning. Now, there's chance of isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon. And tonight, isolated showers. So that's over there, Costa Arriba. Let's move over and take a look and see what's in store for us. We'll move over to this side of the isthmus, to West Panama to start off with. They're going to be hot, I can tell you that now. 33 degrees Celsius, the maximum. That doesn't sound much. 23 degrees is the minimum. But 39 degrees, that's the thermal sensation. That's what they reckon it's going to feel like. Which, as I keep telling you, 39 is the last number in mild discomfort. Then it goes up to big discomfort. Relative humidity is at 80%. Cloudy during the course of this morning. Isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And tonight? Well, tonight they got isolated showers. That's pretty much the same as over there in the province of Colón. Moving up the coast to us here in the metropolitan region. We've got 32 degrees Celsius being our maximum temperature, with 23 the minimum. 38 degrees Celsius is the thermal sensation today, with relative humidity at 80%. We're looking at it being cloudy this morning. I can tell you, though, I will dispute that. I mean, it might be a bit more cloud later on, but right now it's partially cloudy because we've got the blinds down. That's how I know. So let's take a look. That's cloudy for this morning. This afternoon, chance of those isolated rains with thunderstorms. And tonight, isolated showers. So this is pretty consistent, isn't it, through the isthmus. Let's take a look at the Gulf of Panama. It is Friday. Some of you might be thinking about getting the old gym palace out and taking a trip out to the islands. Maximum temperatures today. This is out in the Gulf. 32 degrees Celsius is the max, 23 degrees the minimum, 39, yep, that's it, the last of mild discomfort, 39 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, relative humidity that bit higher out there at 90%. Cloudy, they say, for this morning, those isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Isolated showers tonight, so that is pretty standard. Right across, we've got some variation in temperatures, but the actual sort of forecast, cloudy, isolated storms, and so on and so forth, that looks as if it's going to be, well, for the whole of the isthmus. Now, let's move over to maritime conditions and see what we've got for you for today. We're going to start off with the tides on the Pacific coast. We've got low tide, that was at 1:43 this morning, the first one, 0.09 of a metre. High tide, that's going to be just a couple of minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:58 this morning, so that's just in just over half an hour's time. 4.51 metre high tide. Low tide again, 2:07 in the afternoon, 0.58 of a metre. And the last high tide, that's going to be at 8:15 tonight, 4.45 metres. All right? Now, let's take a look at Caribbean high tide. That was at 4:58 this morning, and that was 0.4 of a metre. Low tide, that will be 12:46 this afternoon, minus 0.15 of a metre. High tide again, 7:07 in the evening, or the evening, at 0.09 of a metre. Low tide, the last one, 10:51 tonight, 0.03 of a metre. All right, so there are your tides for today. Now, actual maritime conditions, if you're going to be taking a boat or taking your own boat out, we've got good conditions for this morning. This is on the Caribbean coast. We've got 8 to 12 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south during the course of the morning. Waves, if you're boarding today, it's a good one. Well, for this morning at any rate, because waves are just at 1 foot. Now, for this afternoon, good conditions are still prevailing. No problems there. Waves are going to remain at 1 foot. And 10 to 14 kilometre an hour winds coming in the afternoon from a northwesterly direction. All right. So moving over to the Pacific, let's take a look and see what we've got for this morning. Good conditions here also. 12 to 14 kilometre an hour winds coming from the southwest during the morning, and waves again on this side only at 1 foot. In the afternoon, we are looking at good conditions continuing, with waves remaining at 1 foot, 8 to 10 kilometre an hour winds coming in from a southeasterly direction during the course of the afternoon. So there we are. That's it. There's your weather for this Friday. 24 minutes exactly. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
This was the Leif Garrett. I was made for dancing. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, 89.3, Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Right, let us take a look and see what's in the world of business on this Friday morning. World stocks fell to five-week lows and bond yields rose on Friday as investors fretted about rate hikes in the United States and the Eurozone, while the yuan struck a seven-month low as lockdowns in Shanghai hit China's growth prospects. The U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said on Thursday that a half-point interest rate increase would be on the table when the Fed meets in May, adding it would be appropriate to be moving a little more quickly. Expectations that a hawkish Federal Reserve will cause an economic slowdown are pushing more investors to increase exposure to long-term treasuries, as policymakers continue signaling that they are ready to ramp up their fight against inflation. MSCI's World Equities Index was down 0.41% at its lowest since mid-March and was heading for a 0.7% drop on the week. S&P futures were 0.18% softer after Wall Street indices fell on Thursday, with the S&P 500 down 1.5% and the Nasdaq down 2%. European stocks dropped 1.06%, with France's CAC 40 down 1.39% ahead of Sunday's presidential runoff vote. Britain's FTSE, that fell 0.52%. Selling pressure persisted in bond markets, driving five-year U.S. Treasury yields to 3.049% and two-year yields to 2.7620%. Both at their highest since late 2018. German two-year yields rose to 0.211%, their highest since early 2014. In currency markets, the yuan hit a seven-month low and was on course for its worst week since 2019 as lockdowns in Shanghai take a bite out of growth. A months-long rally in the dollar may be reaching its peak as the Federal Reserve gears up to deploy more interest rate hikes, according to the currency's trading patterns in past tightening cycles. The dollar has risen around 7% against a basket of currencies in the past year to its highest level since March of 2020, boosted in part by expectations that the Fed is ready to employ robust rate hikes to tame the worst inflation in nearly 40 years. Steel boss James Brand raises his voice above the roar of metal being funneled into a foundry furnace as he details how rampant costs have pushed him to raise his prices by 70 70%. Yeah, 70. Yet he says that despite this hefty hike, his customers in sectors including oil and gas, autos and construction are placing new orders at a record-breaking gallop. His order book was ballooned, or has ballooned, from the usual 4 to 6 weeks to 6 months. It is the biggest acquisition financing ever put forward for one person. Elon Musk is doing it his way. More than two-thirds of the $46.5 billion financing package that Musk unveiled on Thursday in support of his bid for Twitter Inc. would come from his assets, with the remainder coming from bank loans secured against the social media platform's assets. That is the reverse of how most investors structure buyouts, with debt secured against the assets of the target company, typically compromising the majority of the, or comprising of the majority of the financing. Germany's industrial heavyweights are teaming up to retain workers in areas such as software and logistics to fill a growing skills gap and avoid layoffs among workers of all ages as the economy shifts to clean energy and online shopping. More than 36 major companies, ranging from auto suppliers such as Continental and Bosch, to industrial firms BASF and Siemens, have agreed to coordinate on redundancies at one firm and vacancies at another, training workers to move directly from job to job. Investors have discounted Marine Le Pen winning the French presidency on Sunday, so an upset would cause a sell-off in French government bonds and dent the euro, fund managers and economists told the Reuters Global Markets Forum. And lastly, fugitive former car executive Carlos Ghosn is surprised by an international warrant sought by a French magistrate. Ghosn's spokesman said in a case linked to a probe into suspect money flows between Renault and an Omani dealership. The architect of the Renault-Nissan Auto Alliance has been fighting multiple probes since fleeing in late 2019 to Lebanon from Japan, where he faced separate financial misconduct allegations. So that's it. There is your international business news for this morning, or some of it at any rate. If you want more information, I recommend go along to Reuters. It always has plenty of great information there. We are 22 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I've got a few requests to get through. Let me get my phone here, and let's make our way through them, shall we? We're going to start off with Mary Lou sent a request a little bit earlier on. She's happy. And by the way, she says that it's clear on her part of the of town. She says clear on this side of the city. And also we had a message from Renee and Rick, and they said it was clear where they are as well, which I think is over in the Albrook area. And anyway, Mary Lou wishes everybody a great morning and a great weekend. And she asked if we could play a piece of music. It's a new piece of music for me. It's from Extremo, and it's called... Herr Manelig. There we go. That is In Extremo and Herr Menelik. Mary Lou's explained it to us, folks. And she says Extremo is a German band singing an ancient Swedish song. Herr Menelik. All I can say really is I wouldn't want to meet them down a dark alley at night. So there we go. Thanks for that, Mary Lou. Renee was asking where you managed to find all this music from. And talking of Renee and Rick, good morning, they say. Thanks again. They joined us last night for that trip to the Mandinga Rum Distillery, which was all rather nice. And they said they really enjoyed it. It's by the way, there was also saying there's a nice blue sky there in Aarbrook, for now at any rate. They asked if we could play a piece of music for them. It's not a Swedish song by a German band. It's the Doobie Brothers. Listen to the music. Yes, the Doobie Brothers, and listen to the music. A request from Renee and Rick this morning. And yeah, it was great fun last night. Right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do right now. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 13 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news for you, don't forget, at the top of the hour. Now, our friends at Sabor USA They'd like to invite you this weekend to the Macrofest. Go along and enjoy the world of music, art, fashion and gastronomy. And of course this is this weekend, Saturday 23rd, Sunday 24th, and it's all taking place in Panama Viejo. Okay, in the it's the Central Square there at Panama Viejo. Now, it's quite simple. All you have to do, now what we're going to do first, we're going to give away a ticket for two people. Alright, so two people. Alright, we're going to start with Saturday. Alright, all you have to do is confirm to us that you are a member of the USA Sabor Club. Alright? And if you haven't, you can register now by going along to saborusa.com.pa, saborusa, all one word, .com.pa. And so there's two tickets. This is for Saturday, all right, to go to Macrofest, ticket to get into Macrofest. And all you got to do is confirm to us that you're a member of Sabor USA's club, the USA Sabor club, all right? And you can find out more information on saborusa.com.pa if you want to register. So two tickets for Saturday. All you got to do is just prove to us, do it on our WhatsApp. You can do that on 677-18822. That's our WhatsApp number. And let me just check with the boss. Yes?
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Can they do this on Instagram as well?
Well, I already posted this information that you just said on the stories.
Okay.
Not in the feed.
All right. So. Okay. But can they answer to Instagram?
No.
No, you could do it on WhatsApp.
Yes, just WhatsApp.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. There you are. The boss has spoken.
Thank you.
I always have to ask what I can do and what I can't do. You know that. Send us a WhatsApp. Prove that you are a registered member of Sabor USA. And we've got two tickets to give you for Saturday. Now, a little bit later on, we're going to be giving out the two tickets for Sunday. So do not despair. All right? Let's get back to some music. Another request. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners. And this is from Ashley. He says, have a peaceful and sunshine-filled weekend. Don't we wish? Okay. I love it. His saga for his Canadian visa apparently is still continuing. It's a little bit like my one for the USA. Still continues. Going to be continuing until September of next year. So anyway, good to hear from you, Ashley. Keep your fingers crossed, all right? You asked if we could play Robert Palmer. I didn't mean to turn you on. Time-wise, we're just making our way up to 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
I'm not afraid to
best place to be in the morning.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul. But it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Believe in magic. Don't bother to choose if it's just dance music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen.
Loving Spoonful. Do you believe in magic? Tell you what, we've got time to squeeze one more in as we make our way to the top of the hour. This time, this one comes from Fergal Sharkey. Good heart. Some people don't have hearts, do they, when you look at what's going on in Europe? 5 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Hear a lot of stories, I suppose they could be true. All about love and what it can do to you. Highest risk of striking out, the risk of getting hurt. And still, I have so much to learn. Behind and a good heart these days.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
¡Wow!
And what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but I tell it to my double espresso. Michael says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. He's Cherry with a G, and now with a J. If it's Cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
Hey!
There we go with a song that always helped me a lot in French. There's Christina Aguilera, Myra Pink, etc. Little Kim's in there as well. Their version of course, Lady Marmalade. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way to 21 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Plenty to come this morning. We're going to be checking in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. And in the last hour today, it is Friday, it's what, where and when you can be doing things. And that's with Yasmin. Don't mean that personally. This is Alphaville on The Breakfast Show. I die for you too. There we go, that is it. That is I Die For You Today from Alphaville. If you are keeping an eye on the time this morning, we are just making our way to 26 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take one more piece of music this morning. Then we're going to go and check in and see what is happening with regards to our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. This is Karen Ramirez. People make the world go round.
Trash in my trash today. Oh, why? Because they won't pay.
Oh, good morning, Jerry. Yes, how you doing? It's here. It's freaky. It's Friday. It's Freaky Friday. Fun facts. All right. You thought I was going to miss today? No way, after the week I've had. So today, 10 interesting facts about spiders that you need to know. First of all, those of us living in the Northern Hemisphere, and yes, Panama is in the Northern Hemisphere, winter is a time to bring out the big coats, the scarves, gloves, and hats. Although the colder months bring with it the snow, cozy nights in by the fire, but not forgetting Thanksgiving and Christmas, there's also something else that likes to dwell in our homes during this period. Spiders. During the autumn months, male spiders leave their discreet nesting areas and explore our homes in search of a new girlfriend. That's what this guy was. He was a bachelor? Looking for a date? All right. Even though this breed of arachnids can be stuff of nightmares for some, particularly me, those who suffer from arachnophobia, they are actually fascinating creatures. So, without further ado, here are 10 interesting facts about spiders that you need to know. Number one, spiders are everywhere. This might freak you out, which it kind of did me, but research suggests that you are never more than 10 feet away from a spider. But don't worry, most of the time they're hiding away in some crevices, minding their own business. Number two, there are a lot of spiders that come in all different shapes and sizes, each with their own unique look and characterizations. Characteristics. There are approximately over 30,000 different species of spiders currently known. However, some scientists believe that there are a lot more to be discovered. I discovered one right in my... Well, okay. Not all spiders are deadly. Number three. There are a few spiders that may cause some nasty bites, which is due to their venom because some risky complications to your health. You know, nothing major. Yeah, just they bite you and you die. Okay. But the majority of spiders will not bite humans. And if they do, their venom isn't strong enough to inflict any damage. Unfortunately, this part pains me to say it. After being bitten by a spider, it will not turn you into Spider-Man. Their venom doesn't have that side effect, even if it's zapped with gamma rays. Number four, female spiders have a large appetite. Unfortunately, this isn't good news for the boys. And in some cases, depending on the species, the female spider will eat the male spider during, before, or after copulation. Talk about a cocktail. There you go. Did you know that this behavior of sexual cannibalism is what inspired the name for the widow spiders such as the Black Widow? I knew that. Okay, number five. Spiders love to do the YMCA dance. You probably think I'm being ridiculous right now. No, but it's true. The peacock spider, named Maritus volans, performs a dance as part of their mating ritual, and it kind of looks like the YMCA. And to add to this, the bright colors found on their abdomen makes this a great spectacle to watch. Unfortunately, if the male spider's rendition of the YMCA doesn't impress the female, she will attempt to attack, kill, and even eat him. Talk about bad ratings. Number six, spider silk is strong. Yes, yes, you read that right. Spider silk is actually really, really strong. It may seem weak and brittle, but that is only due to how thin it is. The silk of a spider's web is actually 5 times stronger than a strand of steel in the same thickness. It is also believed that a spider's web made of strands as thick as a pencil could stop an airplane in flight. That's kind of scary. Number seven, spiders have blue blood. Unlike us, spiders' blood is blue. There's actually a scientific explanation for this, though, okay? So in humans, oxygen is bound to a molecule that contains iron, and this gives our blood that red color. However, in spiders, the molecule that oxygen is bound to contains copper, which gives their blood a blue color. So they're true blue bloods. Who knew? Move over, Bridgetons. Number eight, spider silk is liquid. Now, this may sound strange, but considering we're used to seeing spider silk in the form of webs, but did you know that it is actually a liquid? When the silk comes into contact with air, it hardens, allowing them to create and build their webs and some nice scarves that you can pick up at Louis Vuitton. Number nine, male spiders like to give presents. I'm not going to say what kind. Oh, okay. Not only do some species of spiders like to serenade their prospective partners with a dance, but they also like to give their loved ones a gift wrapped in silk to try and sweeten talk their way into a date. However, sometimes these males can be quite sneaky and a little bit cheap. Instead of offering gifts such as flies and other insects, they offer cheap knockoffs, such as scraps of leaves or old gifts which haven't been successful with another female. Imagine that. We learned to re-gift from spiders. Number 10. Spiders have strange muscles. To be honest, the way in which a spider's muscle work is quite fascinating, okay? Their muscles can only pull their legs inward, but they can't extend them out. To get around this issue, spiders will pump a watery liquid into their legs to help push them out. This is why every time you see a dead spider, its legs are always curled up inwards, as there is no fluid being distributed to push them and react them out. Oh, goodness sakes. I don't want to see a dead spider. And yes, Yaz, we all looked for him, now that I know it's a him, not a her, and tried to find him to put him outside. However, I don't think we found him. I think he's going to have a good time here all by himself. The weather is cold here, colder. Again, it's 69 this morning. So I imagine that he was cold and said, hey, I'm looking for a hot date. I'm going to come inside where it's warm. And that's what he did. All right, these are your Freaky Friday fun facts on spiders. Kind of creepy, kind of cool, but absolutely necessary. Please don't kill spiders. I know I've had a little fun playing with spider talk, but they are quite an important and valuable to our ecosystem, and we need them. Believe me, we need them. They eat all kinds of things that we don't want to have around the house, and I don't ever kill a spider unless he's attacking me. And I've only had one spider actually attack me. When I was cutting the bushes in the front yard last year, I didn't see this spider. I was trimming the bougainvillea, and he turned out to be this beautiful green and rather large spider. And he started to, he jumped down from his web because I'd cut the tree limb, and he started running towards me. Now, that scared me. I've never seen a spider attack or charging. So I ran like, and I screamed like a little girl, wee-ha! Yes, I did. I admit to it. That spider got me scared. All right. You all have a wonderful weekend. Please be safe. Enjoy yourself. Stay away from people. Be healthy. Be happy. And back to you in the studio.
Said you wanna walk me home from school. Well, I said, yes, I do. She said, I don't have to go right home, and I would kinda like to be alone. Some of you would. I said, me too. And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, do what you wanna do. Got silly and found the frog in the water by a hollow log, and I shook it at her, and I said, this frog's for you. And she said, like I wanna be loved by you. Something just slipped out of dress, and she said, let's make it perfectly clear. She said, I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. You fool, you fool.
love me like I wanna be loved by you.
Well, that just about sums me up. Yes, Jim Stafford there, spiders and snakes, and he doesn't like them very much. I tell you what, actually, funny enough, one of my things, I spent a lot of time in the desert. One of the creatures that did sort of really scare me, believe it or not, were scorpions. I used to find those. Now, I tell you what, it was absolutely fab. Whenever you got up in the morning, got out of bed, you got your boots and you gave them a good shake and a bash on the floor, just in case that one of them decided to sneak in there and have a nice warm night in your shoes. But spiders and snakes, yeah, I'm not a great lover of spiders, I must admit, but scorpions are the ones that I really don't like very much. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, 20 minutes before 9. Big thanks to Ingrid for our freaky fun facts for this Friday. If you just joined us, good morning. I've got about another hour and 10 minutes to go on this morning's show. Oh, no, about an hour and 15 minutes. Trying to sneak off early. This is Marilyn. Calling your name.
Thank you.
That's it, Marilyn, and calling your name. And still to come on this morning's program, don't forget in the last hour today, we're going to be checking in with Yasmin as well. Quite a lot, she tells me, going on in the world of entertainment, things for us to be doing over the coming days, the next few days. And also, no doubt, we'll take a look at a couple of people that were born on this day in music. Talking of music, let me see, what have I got for you next? This is also a nice one. Sarah Bareilles, do you know her? This is a song called If I Can't Have You.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Want to hear your favorite track? Want to say hi to someone? Call us on 223-5162.
There we go. That is Texas and Mother's Heaven. Time on the Breakfast Show, 7 before the hour of 9 o'clock. I tell you what, Renee's sent us in a interesting little article here. I thought you might like to hear about this, because we're talking about, Alex was in yesterday, we're talking about pot, weren't we? Yes, hemp, you know, that thing. And this is from Oregon State University. Renee says, this is where my daughter goes. I bet she's happy. It's a study that they've made. It says that hemp could help possibly prevent infection or treatment of COVID-19. This is according to research at Oregon State University. It shows the potential. Richard Van Breenman, a researcher at Oregon State's Global Hemp Innovation Center, College of Pharmacy, and Linus Pauling Institute, has identified two compounds in hemp that may prevent the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 from infecting human cells. Using a mass spectrometry-based screening technique that was invented at Oregon State, Ben Breeman, OSU colleague Ruth Muturi, and five collaborators from Oregon Health and Science University found that a pair of cannabinoids, cannabigoloric acid, or CBGA, and cannabidoloric acid, CBDA, bind apparently to the coronavirus spike protein, blocking a critical step in the infection process. Hemp is a rich source of unique natural products that have therapeutic value. Unlike other cannabinoids that have psychoactive properties, the CBGA and CBDA compounds are not controlled substances and have a good safety profile in humans, Van Breeman says. And they also have potential to prevent as well as treat COVID-19 infections. Van Breeman expects that preclinical trials will happen within a few months. He says that preclinical trials required by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration before any clinical testing in humans can begin involve using cell cultures and or animal models to test the safety and efficacy of a new drug candidate. COVID-19 hasn't been beaten yet, but the discoveries made at Oregon State could be an effective tool in the fight. Yes. And if they don't take the other stuff out, you can have a bit of fun at the same time. Heaven forbid. Time on the Breakfast Show. About 4:30 before 9 o'clock.
The closer you get, the better you look, baby. The better you look, the more I want you. When you turn on your smile, I feel my heart go wild. I'm like a child with a brand new toy, and I get the sweetest feeling, honey, the sweetest, baby, the sweetest, loving you. Touch me, baby. The deeper your touch, the more you thrill me. It's more than I can stand. Girl, when you hold my hand, I feel so grand that I could cry. And I get the you hold me, baby. The stronger you hold, the more I need you. With every passing day, I love you more in every way. I'm in love to stay, and I wanna say.
Oh, there we go. That's Jackie Wilson there and the sweetest feeling. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Call FM. And I'm just looking to see if I've got a really short little track. I know what we can do. We can play. I can always rely on this one if we want to waste some time. This could take us up to the top of the hour. Big thank you to John Barry 7 there. And Hit and Miss bring us up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
It's three in a row on The Breakfast Show.
walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? And I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you?
Thank you.
absolutely gorgeous. Three in a row there. We started off with Diana Ross and Stormy. Now, the next two tracks, they've got something in common. They were both written by the same people, Burt Bacharach and Hal David. We started with There's Always Something There to Remind Me, which was originally, by the way, a single by somebody called Lou Johnson. That was released in 1964. But it's also, by the way, been recorded by Dionne Warwick. And that particular version was very successful over in the UK. It was Sandy Shaw who consequently covered the song for the UK market. Rush released in September of 64. And the song was premiered with Sandy Shaw with a performance on Ready, Steady, Go! Good grief! That brings back memories. The pop music TV program. The first week after its release, the single sold 65,000 copies. And her version reached number one on the UK singles chart. Now, that was followed on by Cilla Black and a song called Alfie, also written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And this was to promote the 1966 movie Alfie. And the song was a major hit for Cilla Black in the UK, and Dionne Warwick again there in the United States. And the movie, by the way, Alfie, you know who the title character was? Mm-hmm. It was, having a senior moment. Alfie, yeah. I'll tell you what, I can tell you because it's right here. And, it starred... It is terrible, isn't it? Michael Caine. How could I forget that? Michael Caine was in there with that one. Some great people. Millicent Martin was also in that movie. Julia Foster. Shirley Ann Field. So anyway, I tell you where my memory is. It's over on the other side of the desk. It's Yasmin. She's my memory. You have to remember everything, don't you? Yeah. You know, your mind goes completely blank. I could see his face. Yeah. That was Michael Caine, great actor.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie was fantastic. It was the one really that made Michael Caine a big star because he did so well in it. He played this young man about town.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, before your time, anyway. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. So we have got quite a bit coming up, haven't we? Yes.
Oh yes, it's going to be very busy this weekend.
Mm. It's Earth Day today.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mary Lou just sent us a Happy Earth Day sticker.
Yes, and there's a lot of activities today and during the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But let's start with Mac Museum.
Okay.
Because tonight they're going to have Viernes Feroz
mm-hmm.
at the museum. You know that beer, right?
Beer?
Feroz beer.
Yeah, I know beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had some last night, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. And it was very good.
But that was a different one.
Yeah. So tonight, you can be there. It's going to be DJ Set,
mm-hmm.
Hernan B, and Slim Flow. And also, you are going to enjoy the performance of La Tribu.
Ah, okay.
La Tribu mm-hmm. is a group of acrobats.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very nice presentation that you're going to have tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. From 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m., and the entrance is $10,
mm-hmm.
and that includes one beer, Feroz.
Okay.
Feroz beer, courtesy one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also, if you want to do the tour for the museum,
mm-hmm.
there are going to be at 6 p.m. a guide tour.
Oh, okay.
So you can enjoy that tonight. And also, they send me the calendar of all the events during this week.
Mm-hmm.
Because on Sunday, they're going to have a video club. This is an animated short movies from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. The entrance is just $3.
Mm-hmm.
And also, next Thursday, they're going to have a talk. The entrance is totally free from 6 to 7:30. And it's about Protegiendo a Vía Yala. I guess this is something about nature.
Mm-hmm.
And also next Friday, they're going to have parking at the Mac Museum. And that's going to be from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. And the entrance is free also. You can find all this information at Mac Panama on Instagram or social media.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's, you can go there tonight. also, let me check. There's a few exhibitions, art exhibitions. For example, yesterday was the opening of a new exhibition at Alianza Francesa.
Okay, good. Yeah, they've always got something going, haven't they?
Uh-huh. And the entrance is totally free until May 13. The name of the exhibition is Genene. This is a photography exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a French artist. But you can go there and enjoy this great exhibition. I've seen the photos,
mm-hmm.
and they look very nice. And also, if you are going to Alianza Francesa tomorrow, you can enjoy to another festival that they're going to have. It starts at 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. The entrance is free, of course. And they're going to have art therapy. They're going to have different workshops, open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And the name is Festival Menstruante. Menstruante. So everybody is invited to go there. You can go tomorrow and go to this festival and also to the exhibition of the photographer Genene.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yes. Do you want me to do the...
Yeah, let's do one of your days in music.
Okay, the first one. Paul Carrack.
Yeah.
Born today, but in 1951. English singer, songwriter, who was a member of Ace, who had the 1974 UK number 20 single, How Long? He replaced keyboardist Jules Holland in Squeeze in 1981, who was also a member of Mike and the Mechanics.
Ah, another great group.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the Aces.
Great.
And How Long? There we go, that's it. That is Ace. And How Long? You recognise that song, don't you?
Yes. Oh, yes. Very nice.
Yeah, that's hers. An oldie but a goodie. Bit like me. So plenty happening. What else we got on your list?
Okay, also tomorrow, talking about Earth Day. Administration building. They're going to have an event. This is like a fair. From 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Let me see. They're going to have different workshops. They're going to have artists, live music, dancing, shadow theater.
Okay, yeah.
They're going to have talks also. You can adopt pets. You have bird watching. Cycling for kids, and everything is free. Also, you can recycle there, plastic, paper, glass, everything. Here you can see in the flyer. You can get more information at Canal de Panama social media on Instagram, and be there tomorrow because it's Earth Day today. But everybody's celebrating during the weekend. Also, another areas where you can recycle, it's on Sunday at Atrium Mall, thanks to Costa Recicla. They're going to be receiving all the materials from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is on Sunday. And also, on Saturday, tomorrow, Edison Brose, he does the recycling work too. And this is going to be in Chinese at Plaza Agora. This is at the second floor where the parking, where is the parking, and also they are receiving everything for recycling, thanks to Edison Brose.
Oh, well done. Well done.
And also tomorrow at Parque Omar from 9 a.m., here is a rally literario, so it's a book rally, thanks to Cámara Panameña del Libro, because they already said when is going to be the new book fair this year. So they did this like a contest. And it's funny because they said it could be for kids from 16 years old to 99 years old.
Okay. Hey, it's nice to be included as a kid, trust me.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes. Yeah, so you have to subscribe like a team, you know, and do the competitions about Rally Literario. It's about books.
Oh, good.
At Parque Omar tomorrow. Okay, let me continue with the other Born This Day music.
Okay.
The second one is Kenny Lyons. He was born in 1956 from American alternative rock band The Lemonheads. A cover of Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson became one of the band's most successful singles in the early 90s.
Oh, okay. You know what? When you mentioned this, I thought I knew it, but it's great. I haven't heard this before.
Mrs. Robinson, laugh about it, shout about it when you got to choose. Every way you look at it, it's a lose. Where have you gone? Show the magic of our nation and the lonely eyes of you. Woo, woo, woo. What's that to say? This is what I've been done. Show and show has left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Well, that is it then. Mm-hmm. That's the Lemonheads and Mrs. Robinson were being a great lover of the original.
Mm-hmm.
Not overly impressed.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But did you know the band, right?
I've heard of the band, the Lemonheads, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. But that particular version, I don't like. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I'll show you when we finished our What's Happening, I'll show you a good cover.
Okay, great.
A really good cover, mm-hmm, of Simon and Garfunkel. Anyway, what else we've got entertaining?
Okay, also on Sunday, it's going to be the Science Walk. Remember, they do that every year.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, this Sunday is going to be at the Biomuseum. Everybody's going to meet there. But first, at 11 a.m., they're going to have a science fair. And you can enjoy exhibitions. Mm-hmm. For example, there's one, thanks to the U.S. Embassy, about global warming and its consequences.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Una visión desde el espacio. This is a vision from the space.
Okay.
So this is from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And at 4 p.m. it's going to be the science walk. So everybody's going to walk, I guess, all the way mm-hmm, of the cosmos. Mm-hmm. And that is totally free also. So you can enjoy that too. And the last one is celebrating the monuments and historic sites.
Mm-hmm.
You can enjoy on Sunday, on Saturday and Sunday. There are going to be tour guides around Panama Vieja, mm-hmm, and Casco Antiguo. There's one special in Museo de la Plaza Mayor. This is at Casco Antiguo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free also, organized by Mi Cultura. So you need just to go to their Instagram account and make your reservations. And you can also get more information there.
Okay, good.
And that's all.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what are you going to be doing?
I'm going tomorrow to Alianza Francesa.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You must have a permanent seat there, eh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's very easy for me to go there.
Yeah, I know. Hello, yes. Here's your seat, as usual. You know.
Yeah.
Lovely. All right, well, look, you have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you, you too.
All right, and I tell you what, now, you gave me a good lead-in with that Lemonhead song of Mrs. Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, personally, I didn't really like the cover because the original was a classic.
Mm-hmm.
But another classic, of course, of Simon and Garfunkel is Sound of Silence.
Okay.
And there is a really, I think one of the best covers ever, believe it or not, from a hard rock band.
Okay.
And it's Disturbed. You've heard this one.
Yes,
yes, I know, don't we just?
Uh-huh.
This is a great cover.
Mm-hmm.
Disturbed, Sound of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains of silence.
I really love that.
Incredible. I mean, the thing is, I love the original. I mean, the thing, but this to me doesn't detract from the original whatsoever. It really does sort of reinterpret it, and you can hear it sort of starts so slowly and then builds up to the anger that he's feeling.
But I guess I haven't heard the original.
Oh well, that's easy. I'll have to put that on.
Have you played that before?
Yeah, I think so. But I'll tell you what, I'll see if I dig it out in a minute if I can. Mm-hmm. Here's another song, and I sort of just queued this up. It's only a fairly short one, so I might be able to get the other Simon and Garfunkel a little bit of it anyway. It's by Roger Miller. And we're saying, trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let, 50 cents. No phones, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let, 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Whoa, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train.
children all of their names, in every handout in every town. Every lock, it ain't locked when no one's around. I sing treasures for sale or rent, rooms let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I've been 2 hours of pushing room, eyes and 8 by 12 four bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale or rent, rooms let.
I tell you, I keep telling you guys. It's terrible when I can remember the words to that song and I can't remember why I go into the kitchen. There's just no hope, is there? Simon and Garfunkel, Sound of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Who said I do not know? Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed in the wind of silence. People bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls. Tenement halls whispering.
There we go. Well, that's the original, yes. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that one. This one is like the cute version.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this is the beautiful thing about the covers. I mean, Simon and Garfunkel, that was released back in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
It was off of their album Wednesday Morning, 3 a.m. And it was also on Sounds of Silence album, needless to say. But, I mean, I love the original.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some people say, you know, there's a program on BBC sometimes, they ask people to write in and put in records better than the original.
Uh-huh.
And I would nominate Disturbed's version.
Yes.
Because it's what's lacking, which you say, that's the sort of the smooth version, if you like, from Simon and Garfunkel. Mm-hmm. But the thing I love about the Disturbed version, it just generates the anger that is supposed to be felt
in
the song. And that's
why
I love it. That's probably my best cover of all time. Anyway, that's just me.
Yeah, and I don't know, it's like also sexy, you know, with that deep voice.
Yeah, it's a bit like me, really.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Have a great weekend, yes.
Thank you, too.
And that's brought us to the end of this morning's program. Big thanks to Ingrid for this week's Freaky Fun Facts Friday, and also to Yasmin with What, Where, and When, and This Day in Music. And to the boys and girls, a group of girls to keep us up and running. And by the way, not forgetting the fact Yasmin is our producer also. Neil is our co-producer. And the boys and girls, a group of girls to keep us up and running. And it's all about you, though. Our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We're going to be back with you, yeah, usual time, Monday morning, 6 o'clock. I want you all to have a great weekend. There's plenty going on. Go out and enjoy yourselves. And we'll keep you company on Monday as you go start getting back to the office, all right? Just to say, whatever you do, please do it carefully. If you're driving a car, don't drink and drive. Drive slowly. Not that you're having much choice, but to go slowly. Remember what I say. What do I want to be doing Monday morning, 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, all right? So for me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You might get there in the end. Have a great weekend.
Listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.
The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.